Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick Bell. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511. Mm-hmm. 3701.
3701.
00021. 4934.
4934?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just pull up your file real quick. Okay, is this Shoals Tree Service?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And am I speaking to Edward?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, Edward. Let me just confirm some info from you, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Yeah, could you do me a kind of favor and tell them to be a little quieter behind you, because I can't hear.
What was that?
I said, could you ask the fellas to be a little quieter behind you, because I can't hear.
You can't hear me?
No, it's too noisy behind you.
Oh, there's nobody. I mean, there's a couple people talking, but they're on the phone. Can you hear me?
I'll try to listen, but I don't know if I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll try to talk a little louder. Maybe that'll help. Is the address over there 2688 East Harrisburg Pike?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what is the structure of the business? Is it an LLC, S Corp?
I'm the sole owner.
Okay, so the proprietor?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And are you the 100% owner, I'm assuming?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if we get disconnected, what is a good phone number for you?
Area code 717-991-6508.
6508. Okay, perfect. So we have many programs here depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, what I'm looking for is some financial capital to hire more guys and a couple pieces of equipment. It would be around $135,000.
Okay, so the $35,000, does that include is that for the equipment as well?
Yeah, the one piece of equipment, yeah.
Okay. Piece of equipment is $35,000. And do you need to get that?
What's that?
Do you need to get that phone?
No.
Okay. And
Washing machine will pick that up. Screw eyes and washing machine will pick that up.
Okay. What is the piece of equipment you're looking for?
I'm looking at getting a what they call a spider lift.
Spider lift.
We're taking trees down.
Okay. And is this piece new or used?
It'll be new.
New. Okay. And is this an add-on, or are you replacing one?
Add-on,
perfect. Okay, and you said it was $35,000, correct?
The machine altogether is approximately $90,000 to $95,000, the 100-footer.
Oh, the spider lift is $95,000?
Yes.
Okay, and, excuse me. And do you have the quote or an invoice from the vendor you're purchasing it from?
Not at this moment. Huh?
Not yet. Do you have a vendor picked out?
Yes, there's actually three of them. I'm waiting for them to get back to me.
Okay. But the price range for it is about $95,000.
Yeah, for the good one. And what's nice is you can get in backyards, and two gates are only 36 inches wide to do your trees and stuff.
Okay. That's no problem. We can submit the application and get you an approval with the ballpark figure of $95,000, but we'll have to circle back and get the quote as soon as you get one.
Okay.
Okay. And you said you were looking at capital as well?
Yeah, altogether $135,000.
Altogether $135,000. Okay. What was the capital for?
I'm going to train more men and hire some more people to learn the trade.
Okay, train and hire. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. 135. So you're looking for about, so if we did it separate, because we have both capital and equipment, and it's generally makes a lot more sense to put the equipment on an equipment financing loan, because it'll be longer terms for you with monthly payments, and it'll spread it out a little bit more. Well, where the working capital is shorter term loans. And that way, you know, whatever you get approved for, whatever amount, it keeps your cash open for you. You don't have to spend it on equipment itself.
Right.
So we can do both here. So for the capital itself, if you take the equipment away from it, would you be looking at about $40,000?
Yes.
Okay. So $40,000 in about cash, and then the equipment is $95,000.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And is that $40,000 will just be used towards hiring new people and training them?
Yes.
Okay, about how many new people are you looking to hire?
I'm looking right now, three.
Three new people. Well, you're growing then, right?
It's hard to find anybody to do this work anymore. I've been in business 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Can't find anybody who wants to work, but I have flyers out, which makes it interesting for them to come and learn. If I teach them, it's better than just coming in and say they know everything.
Yeah. Okay. And how soon did you need this by, the capital and the equipment?
I would say late October, beginning of November.
Okay, so there's not a rush on it.
No.
Okay. Beginning of November. And you said you've been in business for 40 years?
Yep, just celebrated, turned 70 and just celebrated 40 years in business.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Yes.
And what were your gross annual sales last year?
I really have to check. I would say just a little bit over $1 million. Okay. Some years a little bit better.
Okay, perfect. So generally for our capital, we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. But at 1 million, I mean, we can probably free up at the minimum about 100,000. Yeah. So you'd be fine if you only needed the 40.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever had a working capital loan before?
No.
No.
I'm getting so many letters in the mail every day. I don't know who's what and what's what.
Everybody wants to give you money, huh?
Oh, I get 4 or 5 calls a day on my company cell phone.
I bet. So for working capital, what we'll do is we'll free up the largest amount possible with the longest term. Mm-hmm. And then we'll work backwards with you from there. So if you only wanted to take 40, and then you can pick out, you know, how long of a term and just what's going to make the most sense for you and your business.
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. What does your personal credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I would say it's 5, 6, 7.
Okay, perfect. And have you looked into any other financing? Have you went to your bank or line of credit or anything like that?
No. I haven't really.
Okay.
I know some of these companies are giving a rate of 3 to 4%, which you can't get from a bank.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So in order to move forward and get you an approval, there would be a couple things I would need from you. And I will send an email to you with the applications and the short list of documents, so you don't have to write this down. But I would need the application themselves, and it's a 1-page for the capital and a 1-page for the equipment.
Right.
As well as your most recent 6 months of your bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Sounds good.
Okay. What is a good email to send these over to?
Let me grab my card here. I've never turned a computer on, and don't think I ever will. My secretaries take care of everything. Okay, it's capital B, S-H-U-L-L, A, S-H-U-L-L, S3Incorporated.com.
What was that last part? At what?
Shulls Tree Service Inc.com.
Shulls Tree Service Inc.com. Okay, perfect. And going back a little bit more, for the piece of equipment, the spider lift that you're adding on, what would be your return on investment with this?
Well, if I had one of these, it could be paid off in 2 years, 2.5 years. That's how much it's saving.
Yeah, and I mean, how much money can it make you? I know is it adding on like another part of the business that you can grow into, or?
You're right. You're probably looking at an average of, I want to say, $5,000 a month.
Oh, wow, okay. And the same question for the new hires, but you have three new people working, is that something that would make you money long run? Yeah? And what, just an estimate of what do you think your return on investment would be for those?
Well, that's hard to say. Probably around between 25 and 32.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send out an email to you as soon as we get off the phone, and it will have the applications as well as the short list of documents I would need from you. When do you think you can get them into me?
I should be in here tomorrow, probably around 3 or 4 tomorrow. I got appointments in the morning, so I'll try to get them out to you tomorrow, if not first thing Monday.
Okay, perfect. So if I don't hear anything from you, I'll follow up with you maybe Monday afternoon just to see, you know, where you're at, if there's any questions. The email will have my direct dial, so if you have any questions, you can always call me directly, or you can just reply to the email and I can reply back to you.
Okay.
And as soon as you get the stuff into me, we can get you started and get an approval for you within, 24, 48 hours.
Sounds great.
All right. Okay, and I will talk to you Monday, and I will send out this email as soon as we get off the phone.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.